The music that ends our show today comes from a country that in some ways resembles Libya, and until recently also Tunisia and Egypt. I'm speaking of Angola. Yes, it's in sub-Saharan Africa, not North Africa. No, there are no pro-democracy protests there right now, and no widespread violence anymore. But the Angolan president, José Eduardo dos Santos, is currently the third longest ruling head of state in Africa. Gaddafi is number one, and Equatorial Guinea's Obiang Nguema is number two. In 1978, President Dos Santos began his tenure as the head of the country when this type of guitar-rich music was popular. Angola's soundtrack, Special Sounds from Luanda, 1965 to 1978, is the title of this CD. It's a new collection of old tracks from some of the amazing and under-recognized artists from the Angolan capital. This is the band Africa Show with a song called Masanga Mama. Like many of the bands featured on Angola's soundtrack, Africa Show springs from a dizzying mix of influences. There are the local Angolan rhythms with exotic names like kazukuta, ribita, and semba. Psychedelic guitar sounds had been drifting across the border from the incessantly experimental musicians in Congo, so that was also catching on with the Angolan public. And then, of course, as a former colony of Portugal, Angolan music inevitably contains stylistic relatives of merengue.
El merengue tira zapato.
Here's the band Dimba D'Angola. Angola gained independence from Portugal in 1975. It was a long and difficult victory, and came about only after a lot of blood had been spilled. First as a fight against the Portuguese, then in a brutal civil war. The entire conflict ran from 1961 to 1975, almost the same years that the songs in the Angola soundtrack collection first came out. So this CD is more than just a compilation of rare Angolan grooves. It is a soundtrack of the capital Luanda during the years of conflict. But even as the luxurious seafront of Luanda fell into disrepair, the tight bands and small recording studios in the city never seemed to lose their energy or artistic innovation. You can find out what we're up to and get updates from our newsroom by following us on Twitter. We're at PRI The World, and of course we're on Facebook.com/PRI The World as well. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.